This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Okay, infiltration and Radio Big has always been part of the gig of what we do. No doubt there. So there you go. Anyway, so how are you? How has the, last 48 hours been? Maybe that's the question. Maybe I should be asking other questions. I am not 100% sure. So the last time we got to hang out was Friday of last week. As we're hanging out in we were in Querétaro, Mexico. As we were talking and doing some stuff and doing all that kind of fun things. So there you go. Anyway, so let's talk this. Today's Monday, July the 22nd of 2024. It is day 204th of the year and only 162 days left to go. And boy, has the world changed since we hung out on Friday. And, you know, I'll tell you, I was looking around. A lot of shows were doing, we have to do immediate pods. We have to do, we have to jump online and start talking and having the discussion. And I said, let's wait till Monday to see if we had a little bit of a clearer picture of things that are going on. So, of course, if you are not aware of what I'm talking about, is Joe Biden saying that he is not going to seek re-election. So that was kind of a big news stream of things going on. Don't worry. We will still be talking about safety and we'll still be talking about safety in the news today. That's not going to change. But man, did the world become a little bit more interesting yesterday. I was reaching out to friends and colleagues of mine and they thought I was pulling a fast one. When I first started talking about some of this shit, of the things that were going on. So that made it pretty interesting in regards of what was going on. So with that being said, why don't we talk about this? If you want to interact with the show, easy process, callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving. We'll get you directly into our system. We'll move, we'll groove, and then we'll kind of go from there. So that will give you some information on some things to do. So no doubt there. So that's number one. So audio messaging, text messaging, and video messaging once you get into that whole thing. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so the shocking news yesterday of Joe Biden deciding to drop out of the race for 2024. That was kind of making the sequence of events. If you probably did not hear about that, you might have been under a rock or under a very severe alcohol coma yesterday. Also, the praise for peace. I'm heading into the Olympics, and a Montana man fends off a bear. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, J-Lo celebrates without Ben, and Travis Kelce brings back the killer stash. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, let's see. What else do we have? Your home can smell like Stranger Things. We'll talk about that as we get into the details. And a potential problematic documentary project examining Meghan Markle. And we'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking. So what do you think? What do you think? So there you go. So with that being said, I have some people from Feature Story News ready to go. I got a shitload of stuff to talk about today. I was planning on talking about why the hell we were down in Querétaro, Mexico, but man, is this going to sound convoluted now, about what the hell we were doing. So there you go. We'll talk about all this stuff. Why don't we go ahead and get into the news right now? And we'll do that sequencing first. And then from that particular standpoint, we'll figure out what the hell is the rest of the stuff that we're doing. Because, man, did things get interesting.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Joe Biden's expected to speak to the nation this week after announcing he was dropping out of the 2024 US presidential race and endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris. Mr. Biden says the decision was made in the best interest of his party and country. Nick Harper reports from Joe Biden's home state of Delaware, where the president's been isolating after contracting COVID-19.
He said in his statement that he planned to address the American people later on this week. That is unclear when that will be, also what format that would take. Would it be an Oval Office speech that is normally reserved for presidential matters as opposed to candidate matters, or would he choose a different location? Remember, he is the man from Scranton, Pennsylvania. He might decide to return to his hometown to make this very consequential speech to the nation. All of those are things that we're still waiting to find out.
CrowdStrike says a significant number of devices hit by Friday's global IT outage are now back online. The cybersecurity firm's faulty security update caused Microsoft Windows computers to crash, leading to disruption across the world. Students in Bangladesh say they'll continue their protests and keep demanding justice for the dozens who've died during the agitation since last week. It comes despite the country's Supreme Court curtailing the government jobs quotas, an issue that sparked the protest in the first place. Ishan Gurg reports.
Bangladesh's Supreme Court has reduced the government job quotas to just 7%, according to reports, and said 93% of the jobs should be allocated on a merit basis. This was the key demand of the tens of thousands of student protesters. The quotas for the families earlier stood at 30%. Critics alleged that the quotas benefited supporters of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's Awami League Party. The Supreme Court's decision comes after government officials met with students on Friday. The Hasina administration says it's ready to discuss the students' demands. Apart from changes to the quota system, it also includes sacking officials who allegedly failed to protect university students earlier this week when clashes first broke out.
The UK government setting out plans to boost skills training to reduce the need for immigration in the economy. It wants to free up funds for a broader range of training than the current apprenticeship system. The opposition Conservatives claim the new approach which could mean fewer opportunities for young people. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson says changes are necessary.
To make sure that we're filling those skills gaps that we see at the moment, we've seen a really big increase in the skills shortages that we see across our economy. But also how into the future, as new jobs are created, as new technology develops, that our people are well placed to take on those new opportunities. And that means training and upskilling.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The Indian Army says it's rebuffed a major attack in the Jammu and Kashmir region as it battles a resurgence in militant activity. It comes hours after India's army chief was in the region on a security review. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
Monday's attack left one soldier injured and led to the army announcing a widespread search operation for militants in the Jammu and Kashmir region. 3,000 additional troops and 500 special forces have now been deployed in Jammu and Kashmir, which is already one of the world's most militarized regions. In the last year and a half, 48 soldiers have been killed in attacks in Jammu. Last week, Prime Minister Modi also chaired a security review meeting amid rising criticism from opposition parties. India blames Pakistan for pushing militants into Jammu and Kashmir, a charge Islamabad denies. Kashmir is claimed in full by both India and Pakistan, but governed in parts by both. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
Of Japan as the country bakes under earlier than usual summer temperatures. Official figures show there have already been almost 10,000 cases of heatstroke-related illness this month. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Japan's major cities are expected to have at least three consecutive days above 35 degrees Celsius or 95 degrees Fahrenheit, with heatstroke warnings in place for 39 of Japan's 47 prefectures, where humidity is expected to be high and the felt temperature more like 40 degrees Celsius or 105 Fahrenheit. For the first time this year, the government has empowered local authorities to take measures against the heat, such as the sudden cancellation of outdoor school events, sports matches, or summer festivals on very hot days. They've also been charged with designating public facilities like gyms, halls, and community centres as air-conditioned emergency shelters. Almost two-thirds of hospitalizations for heatstroke-related illnesses this month have been people over 65.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. BIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. BIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. You know, I'm hanging out in Orlando. Where the hell are you? You know, coming off of, you know, I think I was 3 weeks down in Querétaro, Mexico. Yeah, you know, doing the show from down there. That was for sure. For as we were talking and I'm talking about all the stuff. So let's get into this because we have a lot of stuff to discuss in the shit list and I just don't know where to go. So you know everybody and their brother this morning is talking a little bit about what the hell was going on in regards of Joe Biden stepping down. And so now the question has become of who the imminent replacement is going to be. Now, I have a shitload of information of stuff that's come up and things that have kind of circled and all that kind of fun stuff. in that particular regards. So where do we want to go? I don't know. So why don't we do this? I have, let's see, what is this report called? So take a listen to this. On Thursday, the Democratic Party had more leaks than the depth charge U-boat, but with reports from inside the offices of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and even Barack Obama telegraphing the power players were turning the screws on Joe Biden to get him out of the way of the party nominee. This is according to what this report says. The New York Times reported that Joe Biden was on the horn with Bill Clinton, griping about Pelosi and Obama trying to sideline him. Biden has remained resentful that Obama pushed him out in 2016 in favor of Hillary. Biden still believes that he would have beaten Trump that year. Even as of Saturday evening, well-connected journalists reported that Biden's frustration that the rest of the party continued to question his commitment to stay in the race. Around the same time, Democratic protesters gathered at the White House calling on Biden to step out, and it said, "Thank you, Joe. It's time to go." They chanted, carrying the signs, "Pass the torch, Joe." In separate reports, the Times, Biden gathered his two closest advisors, Mike Donilon and Stephen Ritchie, on Saturday and drafted a statement that he would issue the following day. The Times noted that they were socially distanced as Biden continues to recover from COVID. Yesterday morning, Biden called Kamala Harris his chief of staff. Jeff Sessions and his campaign chair, Jen O'Malley Dillon, to share his plan. Yeah. Biden announced that his decision to leave the race to his inner campaign team just 1 minute before the statement was posted online. On Sunday afternoon, Biden issued a statement on X announcing his intentions to step aside as a nominee, promising to address the nation later this week. Shortly later, he posted that he fully endorses Kamala Harris for the job. Biden held calls with his cabinet afterwards. Within hours, Biden's campaign filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to change its name to Harris for President. So you following along so far? Harris for President. Around 12:45 p.m. yesterday afternoon, Joe Biden told the campaign staff that he would not accept the nomination of the Democratic Party. Shortly later, in a statement written on his personal stationery with his signature at the bottom posted on social media, Biden made it official. While the statement made no indication about who should succeed him, a post on X minutes later fully endorsed Kamala Harris for the job. Biden will stay as the president through the end of his term. Later this week, Biden Hill will address the nation and give more information. In the meantime, where there's so many things that could play out, so some people were addressing some of that on Saturday, but now there's a bit more clarity on the Democratic Party could technically go. Worth remembering, the Democratic Party has some plans on what they want to do. So let's see. So each state does have a rule about when the parties can amend their nominees on ballots. However, but that is not the issue at the moment. So the chair of the Democratic Party said on Sunday, the party will undertake a transparent and orderly process to move forward as a united Democratic Party with a candidate who can defeat Donald Trump in November. The process will be governed and established by the rules of the procedure of the party. Whatever they decide, there are two types of delegates in the DNC. Apparatus. So let me explain them to you. It's delegates, which is the typically found to reflect their state primary or a caucus outcome. And then you have what they call the super delegate, picked by the party leaders and allowed to vote for any candidate. But with the party nullifying the 14 million of its primary voters and the caucus goers, the pledge status doesn't particularly matter to anyone. Biden will still have to formally release his delegates to free them up. An internal memo circulating among the Democratic Party committee, national committee, power players, outlines the scenario of blitz primary, a mechanism introduced for multiple options as the party faithful before making the final decision during the convention in Chicago. The options would be determined on who moves on the final decision-making the process. Option one, take a listen to this. All delegates submit their top three choices by a secret ballot, and the top four to six move on. option two. The actual 448 members of the Democratic National Committee submit endorsement for their favorite candidate, and anyone getting at least 40 moves on. Option three, a formula based on a name ID, favorability, and head-to-head outcomes with Trump to select the slate of finalists. And option four, party leaders pick a few candidates. So every option has its pros and its cons, so let's not lie about that. While the DNC selection process isn't governed by laws, there are legal factors to consider. Most importantly, this portion. The $96 million that Biden has in his campaign bank account can only go to Harris, and only under specific circumstances. The Biden campaign has already filed paperwork to formally change its name to the Harris for President campaign. Moving forward, Biden means grappling with many questions, even and perhaps especially among his loyalists. Why were they told that his mental deficiencies were cheap fakes? Why were they told it's stronger than ever? And even if there were the case, what changed other than the terrible polling numbers? It will be difficult for the party whose identifies as the center of saving our democracy to select a candidate without inputs of its voters. Those who hate Trump the most won't care, but moderates will have to grapple with this new reality. Assuming the process gets input from the Democratic voters and just not the core nation, it's anyone's guess on how the candidates make their cases to the Democratic Party, such as the compressed timeline. Expect anything and everything from debates, town halls, celebrity endorsements, zany videos, and social media stunts. The longer the party takes to decide, the more time it wastes. So there you go. So here's a couple of things. Here's a couple of fun facts. The last time America had a back-to-back full one-term president was during the shuffling of the power between Grover Cleveland and Benjamin Harrison. Cleveland served as a one-term president in 1885 to 1889. Then Harrison served as a one-term president in 1889 to 1893, to then be bested by Cleveland again, who served from 1893 to 1897. Yeah, it took some research to do that, to find that one. And with Biden pushed out, it will be the first presidential election since 1976 without a Bush, Clinton, or a Biden on the ticket. George H.W. Bush in the 80s, 84, 88, Bill Clinton in 92 and 96, George W. Bush in 2000 and 2004, Biden in 08 and 12, Hillary Clinton in 16, and Biden in 20. So there you go. Yeah, we covered a shitload of politics in a very short period of time. I mean, I know I should have left that for the main story. Let's not lie. But man, this is getting weird. It got weird quick over the weekend. But I don't know. There's people that are out there who goes, how could you not see it coming? So I don't know. So let's get into some other stuff. So should we call that the main story? I mean, I don't know. You determine on what we'll do. We're just going to cover a shitload of news today because that's how it feels. So let's do this. More developments in the ongoing investigation attempted assassination of Donald Trump and the murder of Corey Cupertor. Yeah, is that correct? The Washington Post says that it confirmed the reports that the Department of Homeland Security has denied the request to increase security for the Trump campaign for the last 2 years. A spokesperson for the department denied similar reporting earlier this week, but has since then walked it back on the Post. Still no word on the details, but with the same department confirming that the foreign actors are actively trying to kill Trump. It's absolutely bizarre that they would not have beefed up a protection detail. Real Clear Politics reporter Susan Crabtree posted on Sunday that the Secret Service top brass has made the practice to hand out bonuses to mid-level managers who cut manpower, making the process to do more with less. Worth asking, why is the federal government so eager to borrow and spend for things like student loans forgiveness and benefits the illegal immigrants, but not ensuring the safety of world leaders? I mean, that's a question by the person who actually wrote this thing. Also worth asking, with an aggregate budget north of $3 billion, couldn't the Secret Service shake up some couch cushion and profitably, staff up? The internet remembers just last week, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas called for these allegations unequivocally false. So let's see. I mean, there was like info there. Let's see. So why don't we do this? Let's backtrack a little bit. Let's turn the sound up. This way we can take a listen to this.
And I sincerely appreciate the clarity on this. I did want to ask you, because this has popped up. Republican Congressman Mike Walls, he said on social media on Saturday, and I'm going to read this for you because it does talk about you, Secretary. I have very reliable sources telling me that there have been repeated requests for stronger Secret Service protection for President Trump denied by Secretary Mayorkas. Your department has already pushed back on that, calling that absolutely false, but he is putting this on you. Can you respond to that, please?
Well, that's a baseless and irresponsible statement, and is one that is unequivocally false.
Okay, so there you go. Information directly from the horse's mouth. Okay, what else do we got? Let's see. And it gets worse. Senator Josh Hawley has a whistleblower report from inside Trump security detail claiming the typical security precautions weren't taken on July the 13th, and most officers came from Homeland Security Investigation Unit, not the U.S. Secret Service. The Wall Street Journal reports that the shooter flew from an aerial reports that a shooter flew from an aerial drone over the Butler Farm show grounds shortly before Trump began speaking, but no word if it that would mean hours or days. According to the Morning Consult poll, the three Biden supporters say it's credible and the assassination attempt and murder were orchestrated by Trump to boost his poll numbers. So that's totally a normal behavior. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle is scheduled to testify in the House of Oversight Committee. Real Clear Politics reports that Cheadle could tender his resignation at the hearing. Still unanswered, why was Trump allowed to take the stage while security was actively pursuing a credible threat in the forthcoming interview? Trump confirms that Jesse Waters, he has not been informed of any such issue before he was taking the podium. So I don't know. There's so many questions. I mean, this is the world of politics, of how things get so strange around here. No doubt about that.
Duh.
So some stuff to really give some consideration to. And it's all over the place as we are talking. So no doubt about that. What else do we have? Let's take a look real quick. Early Friday morning, a software update from a cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike triggered what has been hailed as the largest IT outage in history, affecting almost all computers and systems and running on Windows. The faulty code knocked out systems entirely offline, making it much more complicated than unplugging and plugging it back in, as in sometimes the case. Instead, the fixes required extensive manual coding requiring specialized training and education, or in the case of many IT professionals, the word of mouth and video tutorials trying to figure out everything that what was going on. Airlines had been hit particularly hard. The outage knocked out a good segment of the global travel business, which will have to reimburse customers and pay extra labor for fuel costs for crew. This is according to CNN, you know, CNN of the things that were going on. So, I mean, it got weird on Friday. And I will tell you, with things getting weird, I was kind of freaked out on Saturday because I had changed my flight to come back here to the good old U.S. of A. And it was like, man, I don't know what the hell's going on with everything inside of the world. So I kept on looking at it and going, what's going to happen? Is there going to be a flight or not be a flight? And then when I got to the airport, I mean, my flights were delayed. I mean, it was just kind of be expected. But, man, the global thing was just going all over the place. And people were, like, really scared on what the hell was going on. Then I had a connection flight. And then once I got there, the board had that recovery sign that Window does, which, you know, the blue screen of death that people call it for the most part. So it got weird quick as we were talking. So no doubt there. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and continue talking a little bit more. The Paris Olympics kicks off opening ceremony on Friday, and the Pope Francis wants countries at war to enter short-term truce during the games. According to the ancient tradition, may the Olympics be an opportunity to establish truce in wars, demonstrating the sincere will of peace, he said during a prayer on Sunday in St. Peter's Square. Francis specifically mentioned a couple who have died in the Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, just to name a few. So there you go. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the hell happens on Friday. Hopefully people can make their flights. You get it? I hope you do. No, seriously.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a 72-year-old Montana man near Billings says that he had to shoot and kill a grizzly bear that attacked him while he was out picking up huckleberries. Yeah, fortunately, he was okay, recovering in the hospital. Reps for the State Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department say that the bear was likely defending the cubs and will review the camera footage in the area, which is on the national forest land. Without their mother, the cubs might have been captured and rehomed to, for the young defense for themselves. So there you go. That's some news stories for you, if you're thinking about it. Also, let's see, a shattered jar of salsa caused a community pool in Massachusetts to close last week during the height of an extreme heat wave. After the shard glass was embedded into the water of the Rosemary Recreation Complex, employees were forced to drain a 220,000-gallon pool. Chemicals rebalanced and test the bacteria. An effort cost about, are you ready for this, $20,000. To get that done, the incident serves as a reminder that glass is not allowed in public pools. Shit, glass shouldn't be allowed in any pool at that particular rate. I mean, think about that real quick. $20,000. I hope that salsa was really freaking good, because, I mean, what else are you going to say?
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. Sheila Jackson Lee has died. She passed away on Friday after a battle of pancreatic cancer. Lee served in the House from 1955. She was 74 at the time of her passing. Actor Whitney Ryback has died. He passed away last Monday in hospice of complication of prostate cancer. Ryback is best known for his roles in Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives, and MASH. He was 79. Esther Turbulence has passed away unexpectedly last Thursday in North Hollywood home. No further details were shared. Turbulence is best known for All My Children, 51. So there you go. Some deaths going on for there as we are talking. So let's talk about this one. Let's talk about what happened inside of the box office, because people are going to care about this. The Bike Riders made $701,000 coming in at number 10. Maxine made $819,000 coming in at number nine. And number eight was Bad News with $1 million. And number seven was Bad Boys, Ride or Die, $2.6 million. And number six was Fly to the Moon, $3.3 million. And number five, A Quiet Place, Day One, $6.1 million. And number four, Long Legs, $11.6 million. And number three, Inside Out, two, with $12.8 million. And number two was Despicable Me, four, $23.8 million, and coming in at the number one spot with $80.5 million was Twister. Yeah, I saw that one. I was in Mexico and I got to watch that one called Tornados down there, just for you now. It wasn't bad. It was just, I think it was like a little bit like 30 minutes too long. That's just my opinion. So there you go. Take a listen to this. The Dow lost about 37 points to close at 40,287, and the S&P lost about 39 points to close at 5,505, and the NASDAQ lost about 144 points to close at 17,726. West Texas Intermediate closed at $80 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $82 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.50 on Sunday. Bitcoin gained about 1.25% on Sunday, trading just around $68,000. And there was more than 7,960 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States, and about 1,600 cancellations on Sunday. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $279 million jackpot, or a $131.1 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $102 million cash payout, or a 48.9 cash payout. Okay, I said that backwards. It's $102 million jackpot, or a $48.9 million cash payout. So there you go. So take a listen to this one. This will be the last one before we vanish here. So take a listen to this. Two jurors of the Alec Baldwin involuntary manslaughter trial say that they had not the case had not been dismissed. All 12 jurors were ready with the verdict of not guilty. As of this week went by, it just didn't, and it didn't seem like a very strong case. One of the jurors told the New York Times it was clearly an accident, the other added. Third juror told the Times the group held that the actor Baldwin should have not been expected to know a lot about the gun safety. This is according to the New York Times. Worth asking, isn't it common sense not to point a gun, real prop, loaded or unloaded, at someone? Also, had there been a prosecution been able to come to Baldwin as not just an actor on the set, but also as the producer, wouldn't that have changed the jurors' minds at the level of gun safety that he should have known? Lastly, Baldwin will face a charge of involuntary manslaughter, which by definition is unintentional killing of a person due to negligence or recklessness. How does this not apply to unintentional death? Or cinematographer Halen Hutchinson? We'll talk about that later. Also, meanwhile, armor Hannah Gutierrez Reed is serving an 18-month sentence for the same charge. While her job is directly gun-related, technically, Baldwin as a producer would have been her superior. Shouldn't some blame still fall on him? So, there you go. That's what's going on inside of the world there. Anyways, with that being said, 39 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we get moving and grooving with a lot of stuff that is going on inside of the world.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. Safety FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Oh, my dear, wish it wasn't so. It seems that now you have to go. I hid in this place until the day I can come take you.
Okay, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. By the way, thank you for all the messages that are coming in about loving my shirt. Yeah, there you go. Kind of funny. Anyway, so there you go. This is still the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, coming to you from our studios in Orlando. That's what we do. Try to have some fun. Poke the bear. Poke the bear. You know, we have to do our thing. This right here, Free the People. This is Moonlight. Song's titled Moonlight. Free the People is the ones that are singing. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. So there you go. I hope you're having as much fun as I am on this Monday. Yeah, oddly enough, it's good to be back in this studio. I mean, not that I was having a hard time in Querétaro. So there you go. We would like to thank Free the People for allowing to play this little jammy-ammy. So let's get moving and grooving, because I still got a lot of stuff and very little time to do so. But don't worry, we still got hour two and three, but only the Rated R Safety Shows during hour number one. So hour two and three will be on RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me, we'll do our thingo over there, that's for sure. Don't worry about that. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you about in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Try It Live on her arms. When you are having a tough moment or day, it's okay to pause and take care of yourself. There are some suggestions on their website on how you can do that right now. How you can make plans to keep your self-care efforts going forward. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. and go to self-care on their website. All you have to do is go take a look right towards the middle section of the website. Click on where it says self-care. It's going to be information in there. What to do? Can you take a few moments to do one of these? They'll give you some options on some things to do, like connect and breathe. Make sure you have your basic needs met. There's also some body scanning. You can use your senses to create a space between yourself and your feelings. Call or text a friend. Remember that you are worthy. I am enough. I belong here. You know, create a mantra for yourself. Visualize a place of comfort. Find ways to move. I mean, there is a whole plethora of things to talk about on their website once you get there. So I'm going to give you a high recommendation on doing that. TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says self-care. Self-care. Remember that. So there you go. Anyways, let's get into the move and the groove of the things that we are talking about. Let's talk about this one. We're going to call it Alexa, now with more Riz. So, and sometimes you feel like Gen Z is speaking a totally different language, and a new Alexa update could be just the thing that you need. Now, Amazon's users can ask Alexa to talk like Gen Z to me. The prompts the digital assistants to reveal one of the 20 phrases using Gen Z's favorite words. Those include phrases such as, the math isn't mathing, which Alexa defines something as incorrect or unreasonable, something that doesn't add up or make sense. Other words for update is low-key, ick, slap, and the Riz. Add to those phrases lives rent-free in my head and hot girl summer, and you can be able to slay into your next conversation with teens or 20-somethings without causing a sus whatsoever. A survey showed that 83% of Gen Zs feel that older generation has trouble understanding them, and the remainder of the Alexa new words and phrases are right here. It's giving, a tone of something emulates. T is gossip. Mid is mediocre. Eight is a showing of administration for someone consuming success. Cap is to lie. The farm is a short for fam. Fam is for short for fam, and similar to bro. Lit is something exciting or fun. Drip is stylish. Airing is ignore. In your is error describing chronic emotions or preference of as a person has. Mother, a female status or symbol. It's official. Alexa is now cooler than I am. So there you go. That's something to think about. And I hope that Bezos is planning regular updates, because Gen Z is coming up with new words about every other half an hour. And I think that it's going to be important for other people to be able to keep up. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. It would seem that we now add pillowcases to the list of items that harbor untold numbers of germs and bacteria. And you know, like cell phone dish rags and fingernails, a media reports that Dr. Garneth Nile, a program lead in medical science, are saying that your pillowcases could be considered dirtier than a toilet. The good news, the good doctor is also feels that since the bacteria on your pillowcase are very likely to be from to begin with, therefore aren't that harmful. That doesn't mean, however, that you can't let your pillowcase breathe or precipitation all summer long. Studies show that also that you'd lose about 500 to 700 milliliters of sweat average on each night, which is absorbed into the night clothing or bedding. Dr. Nye points that the study has found that typical pillows has as many as 16 different species of funguses and literally millions of funguses spores. It also research say that we wash our sheets and pillowcases at least once per week, perhaps slightly less often than if you sleep alone. But keep in mind that if you don't wash them more than that, you'll continue to sleep alone. Just look at this. It's amazing to me that anyone survives college. I mean, that's a whole other story for another day. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do the motivation minute? Because, you know, we need some John Smalls in our life. No doubt about that one. Seriously.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Sharon. There's an anonymous Hello. Quote that says, life has two rules. One, never quit. Two, always remember rule number one. That's a great quote. Sadly, nobody knows who said it, though. They took the time to write it down, but they didn't write down who said it. That always amazes me. As for the quote, I've met people who gave up too soon. I know a guy who started a business and he struggled for a few years. He finally decided to sell the place and go to work for someone else. About 3 months after he sold, a big company opened a store in an adjacent building that had been vacant for a decade. Now, with the new business, his old company thrived. It wasn't anything the new owner did that made it work. It was the new neighbor, and that would have been his new neighbor.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello.
I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. My Grandma Miller has been dead for nearly 50 years now, but she lives on in my memory, and her influence shapes me still. She was tenacious, and from her example I learned to hang tough and finish what I started. She believed in me and taught me to believe in myself. I am who I am today, at least in part, because of the investment she made in me. 2 Timothy 1 says, I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for my godly heritage. Your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Do we really make fun of people? I mean, I wasn't sure about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, Marvel Films' Avengers Endgame becomes the highest grossing film in the world, earning $2.9 billion. The spot was previously held by Avatar with $2.7 billion. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Madison Pettis turns 26. Skylar Gisonda turns 28. Ezekiel Elliott, 29. And Jonathan Owens also turns 29. Jazz Sinclair, 30. Selena Gomez turns 32. Keegan Allen turns 35. AJ Cooks, 46. Shawn Michaels turns 59 today. David Spade turns 60. Keith Sweat, 63. John Leguizamo turns 64. William Dafoe turns 69. And Danny Glover turns 78. If you're looking at some days of the years to celebrate, well, I always have some of those. It's National Rat Catcher Day, Fragile X Awareness Day, National Be Good Teammate Day, National Hammock Day, World Brain Day, and National Mango. Yes, Mango Day. So there you go. Some things to talk about for sure as we are talking. If you need a random joke for today, well, of course I have one of those for you. I mean, why would I undersell that? Courage is knowing it might hurt and doing it anyway. Stupidity is the same, and that's why life is hard. I mean, just think about that, because that's definitely a mix of things. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's something that you're still looking forward to do this summer? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 2/3 of us have had this as a dream. What is it? Failing. Yeah, failing. So there you go. There you go. Some stuff to talk about for sure. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, we'll get to talk about the world of music and entertainment. We'd love to see you there on the other side. If you stay here on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, as he'll talk about the world of safety consulting. No doubt about that. So there you go. Some things to do. If you are still interested in going to the Conklin Conference number 3 taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th, it will be going down. Going down. If you want to find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. You'll have the likes of Andrea Baker, Mark Yeston, Bob Edwards, Todd Conklin, Jen Long, all hanging out there. Would love to see you out there. I'll be hosting, of course. So would love to see you there. safetyfm.io. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Monday. No doubt about that. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The work you do when you procrastinate is probably the work you should be doing for the rest of your life. Once again, the work you do when you procrastinate is probably the work you should be doing for the rest of your life. Keep that in mind. Anyways, thank you for hanging out. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. No, seriously, goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Of your luminescent light, we are our ship searching for love ashore. Hearts are now anchored, we're searching no more.